Simakuv Sam of Basif Aleph. Anoitil Tzorach Lagdiyah Yodav. Dain Reshets Ba'isav Lamala. A person washes his hands, he has to raise the tips of his fingers upward. This is out of concern that he puts the first amount of water in his hand, and that water is still tummy. Then he's going to put the second water on that hand, it's going to tire the first, but if his hands are going downwards, I'm concerned that some of the first waters will go higher up on his arm, and then they're going to roll back down, and they're going to be tied the whole hand again. That's the mechaber. Now, the important thing is, as we'll see soon, it's only when you're not pouring your vias on each hand. And therefore, it's highly recommended that the first time you pour water on your hand should be a revius, and then you solve this problem, because otherwise you have all kinds of complications, keeping your hands up, etc. It's also important, those of us who wash two times, they should make sure the first time has the majority of the water, has the revius. The second time you put less, it doesn't make a difference. But it's the first time you do less than a revius, and you get into all these complications. The Ramo continues, once again, in this case where he's putting less than a revius on the hand, if his hands is constantly facing downwards, also you have no concern that something that was higher up in the hand is going to come down, because if it initially was above the hand, then it wasn't tummy. The only thing that's in the time of the water is the hand itself. And it was on the bottom part that was already washed the first time. You have to be careful not to have your hands facing up, then facing down. Now, Kamavan, if you wash your hands by yourself, you can't keep them down the entire time. This way of keeping them down the entire time would only be possible if someone else is pouring on your hands. So, once again, if you pick up your hands and then you lower them again, then we have this concern of the water that was on the hand going further up the arm. And then afterwards you wash the second time, and after that, the tummy waters that were higher up on the arm are going to come back down and be matam everything. Yeah, continues the mechaber. V'hayin g'she'enu noitel kol yad ad mokum chibu hayad im azroya. The mechaber holds, it's another condition, that this whole problem is also only if you're washing up to your knuckles. Avlum noitel ad shom ain't so like be'yodav. He holds that this concern of water going out of the area and coming back is only if they go out of the knuckles into your hand, then that area is problematic. But if you wash the entire hand, then water that goes off the entire hand, that water already cannot do any damage anymore. That's the beginning of the Chav. But the Ramah says, Yishchokun b'zeh. So basically, the Choshev for the Ramah, under all circumstances, even if you do like the minig, that you wash the entire hand, still you have to keep your hands down the entire time. V'chein, says the Mechaber, im shofach al shtei yodav revias v'famachas. You pour an entire revias in both hands in one shot. Given the ein shom mayim tmeim klal, ein tzorach lagbi a yodav. Since it's no mayim tmeim, he doesn't have to lift up his hands. Or, if you put a full revias on the first hand, it's the same situation. It is the Mechaber, v'chein matul yodav ein tzorach lagbi a yodav. Also, if you dunk your hands into a mikveh, also you don't have to pick them up because the water is completely tar. And the Ramah says, Yishayim m'shefach al yodav gilul ponim ein tzav nizom b'chol zeh chinogu l'hakel. Those that say that if you pour on hands three times, then everything is alright. And the Ramah says, the minig was to be makel after pouring three times on your hand. The Bialach explains this opinion that says it helps to pour water three times on your hands, that this opinion holds like the more leading opinion that the Mechaber wrote beforehand, that the only concern that requires you to lift your hands is because we're concerned that some of the water went outside of the hand, and the second time you poured water, you did not cover all the water. In other words, you did not cover the water that was above your hand. And then that water that's tum is going to come back. But if the second time around you poured water and it covered all the water the first time, it'll be matar, even the water that was above your hand. Therefore, if you do it three times, you can assume that you covered all the areas with the second waters. But that in itself is not so poshut, because the Yesh Chok, and the second opinion we saw before, holds that if water went above your hand, then even if you pour second water, it won't help. You can only be mitar the water if it's on the hand. So the chash will remain. The bottom line is that one should be makbid to pour a revius in one shot in each hand, and then he avoids all these problems. If he's very short, in a place that he only has one revius of water and he has to split it up, then all these halachas will apply.